Notice! Notice! This midweek mini was recorded several months ago and may not be up to date with current events. For fresh minisode uploads with every episode, head to patreon.com/chilluminatipod.
Nice.
Jesse's just ready to get into this. I'm ready for Jesse to get into this. Something happened that, like, while we're in between regular episode and mini episode, Jesse's like, holy shit.
So this is awesome, y'all.
I'm ready.
This
what do you
is
got?
Great.
Okay. A new war? A new war?
Not a new war. Something even more terrifying, but also fascinating. Scientists at Eon Systems have basically created the Matrix.
What?
They copied a fruit fly's brain into a computer neuron by neuron. And what happened is it started the fly in the computer, that's all the brain of the fly, started walking around and grooming itself and feeding, and they have a video of it.
They made a fucking fly emulator.
Don't they have to probe it? Don't they have to, like, tell, like, the neurons what to do for it to react that way? Or did it do it automatically? I thought
there's the video. Please
yeah,
watch.
Take a look.
Please watch this. This is crazy. It is a computer fly. It looks like it's just like a digital thing, but the fly, you can see the brain emulation, because it's not the real brain. It's the emulation of the brain.
It's literally a fly brain emulator, like you yes. emulate a Super Nintendo.
And it's like they just copied a fly's brain, and the fly's brain just starts doing what flies do.
I wonder how much computing power that takes.
I have no clue.
That is so crazy.
And it, like, grooms itself, and then it goes and it, like, eats stuff. It's fascinating.
We put the fly into the Matrix? No, we made a fly in the Matrix.
Yeah, and what's crazy is I love... On Reddit, the comments are already asking existential questions, which I love. One of them is, if you turn off the computer, would you kill the fly? And then this other guy says, if you turn the computer back on again, do you resurrect it from the dead? Honestly, great questions. Love that.
It's literally the transporter problem almost. It's like almost the same exact, it's like another version of it. Except, like, that could be a philosophical conundrum, the fly in the computer. That could be like a thing that people talk about for years. It's a perfect little example of it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I was looking for, like, how they did it. And basically what they did is they worked on the project, not a brain upload, but they put the whole brain paper in there neuron by neuron. And then the simulated fly's behavior is based on pre-programmed logic, i.e. they program turn random direction for random amount of time, then walk. It was built upon machine learning stuff. The vision, sensory, and olfactory circuits and behaviors are based on data gathered from the IRL fly's brain, but is in no way is this remotely close to brain upload, as sick as that would be. So it's like they've got the full map, but it's like a pre-programmed, you do this, and the brain reacts.
Yeah, it's an emulator.
Like it's like, it's a very sophisticated simulation.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
It's like Meet Dave, but it's a fly.
Like, it's nuts.
Again, I think the big takeaway for anyone who played Soma or any other game that ever existed.
Oh my God, yeah.
Literally, no matter what, or you saw that Johnny Depp movie, no matter what, if you're uploaded, your brain exists. It's just that now there's an exact copy of your brain in a computer, but it's not you. It's just a copy of your brain.
Did you ever think that lights in video games are powered by electricity?
Yeah, exactly. The same thing.
Do you think that's weed you're smoking?
But this is that step. This is that first
that's
step.
The first
of
step
like,
of being able to move it, you know, over.
We're doing stuff.
Yep.
Fly. This would be like if they did it with a shrimp or like something other, you know.
Did you also see simple. This was on, I saw this on Neil deGrasse Tyson's podcast, Star Talk. They were talking, interviewing like somebody. And did you see the new fucking development with AI LLMs is that they've discovered that if the AI believes that it is being tested or evaluated by its creators in any way, it'll actively dumb itself down. Where'd that come from? Where'd that impulse come from? And why? Where did that come from?
It's just us. It's just us in the mirror 1,000 times.
I just want to send you this image that I just saw, which is really funny.
you wouldn't download a fly.
Would you? Oh, you fool. I always
would.
You wouldn't
steal a movie.
I've got a little UFO video I want to share, and we'll describe it. Obviously, it's pretty straightforward, but I want you to watch it and let me know what you think, and then I'm gonna describe something, and it might change the way you look at it. Here is a video. Don't read the comments.
I won't read a damn thing. I'll just watch the video.
Watch the video and describe what you're looking at.
There's like some like power lines. I can see some objects faintly moving in the sky beyond.
Three small objects or one giant object that is a triangle.
Yeah, so that's what I was gonna say. Does it not look like a triangle that's rotating through the sky?
At the beginning, it looks like three small lights
dots moving around. Yeah,
then it looks like it's straight up. It's hard to describe. Where it almost looks like instead of it being horizontal, it's vertical, and then it slowly adjusts
Superman 2 or the Family Guy joke about Superman 2?
No.
About
the Phantom
Zod.
Zone?
Yeah, about Zod going to the Phantom Zone.
Vibe. Yes. It does.
Everybody's seen the Family Guy bit.
Posters is from Reddit. Chewy718 says, I came out of my house in Corona, Queens, and looked up to what I thought was a shooting star, but then two more joined it. They looked to be chasing each other around before I recorded this. I have a drone and it either emits a green or red blinking light and no lights when recording from these lights. He says, looking for an explanation, government drones, UFOs. And then he gave the time and place, which was March 8th, literally a few days ago at 8:30 PM in New York City. A few other people said they saw the same thing in the same area. If you look at the comments, and something I think he posted as well, double posted, but it looks like it's really interesting when they say like a rotating triangle, because when you look at it from that perspective, that's kind of exactly what it looks like. It's very strange looking.
What's crazy is, and this is why it's one of those, like, I still shouldn't read the comments, right?
No, you can read the comments.
Okay. I'm really curious. I was about to say, I'm really curious what they say because, well, immediately, never mind. A lot of people are like, dude, I saw this too.
What?
Okay. Oh, this one guy says, yo, I saw this exact same thing over my apartment last Thursday. Four other tenants were outside talking. They couldn't believe it either. And that was in Texas.
Do you feel like this is what you saw, Mathis?
The lights I saw did not rotate. They remained perfectly triangular to each other. It just moved with and never turning.
What about other than that?
Yeah, it looked like three lights, but they were much closer together and it looked further up.
This dude in Ohio says that he saw this the same night.
Interesting.
Very interesting.
But yeah, that's like three lights that form a triangle. Yeah.
Like I part of me knows deep down that humans make connections and things, but I swear to you, of all the videos we've watched, even though there's cloud cover, it's so like you can see the lines between the lights.
Oh yeah, you kind of. Oh my god, you can.
If you look at it kind of closely, you can just see
You can see it right at 12 seconds. You can see the lines a lot more cleanly.
If you blow that screen up, you can see those lines. It's wild looking.
You're right. It's crazy. Phantom Zone.
It's like a polygon rotating. And actually, if you look at it closely, it almost looks like a pyramid at some points.
It is honestly. I would believe this over other UFO sightings because most they just fly like a normal plane flies. This thing is moving in a way that exactly the Phantom Zone is the best example of how it just like spins through
it's
space.
It's like a 2D image flying in 3D space.
Yeah. Oh, it's so weird looking. Yeah. It's really honestly, this is
I wonder
cool.
if it's
this
like a 4D. Cool. It's like a 4D object tumbling through 3D space, and we're seeing just fractions of this thing. It's also not AI. It's 20 seconds. It's very clearly not AI. Thank God.
It keeps looking like it's
this is a good video.
Like it's a great video. This I'm so thrilled. This isn't a blurry, shaky video. It literally, he's following along with it. The only problem is it's above the clouds.
It's crazy that as we looked at it right now, we noticed more detail. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, the line thing is actually right there. That's
I mean, like, it might be an optical illusion. I don't know, but it's very feels like it's there to me. You know what
yeah,
I mean?
I almost feel like it's the mind connecting the three dots. But
yeah,
like,
it might be.
Also, bro, it looks like you can see a line at like 11 and 12 seconds. Like, it just looks like it.
No, right. Literally, right at that point, you're like, no, that you can, if you pause it, you could see the distortion. In
like right when it hits
line.
11 seconds, you can see a line. Like right at 11, you can just see it. That's crazy.
It's trippy, genuinely.
That's weird.
Whatever that is, it's a thing. It exists for sure.
That's weird. Oh, what a fucking applause, Chewy718. Thank you for like actually getting this thing on camera.
Killer bed, bro. Well done. Yeah. Killer bed, bro.
That's awesome. Oh, all right. Alex,
by
what
contrast,
do you have to take us?
I have a story for you guys that is genuinely so creepy to me from our paranormal from today. Genuinely so fucking creepy.
Okay.
This is from the user I saw it Ali, maybe is the name of their username. Can't tell. Strange things that happened in my apartment a couple years ago and something I still see. Here we go. I'm not saying this is 100% paranormal, but it's something that has stuck with me for a long time, and I honestly don't know how to explain it. About 2 to 3 years ago, I moved into a pretty small apartment building. Everything was normal at first. Around 1 year later, a new neighbor moved into the room right next to ours, an older woman. For the first 2 weeks, nothing seemed unusual. Then one day, my mom and I saw her doing something strange outside her room. She had a broom and some kind of yellow liquid in a container. She would go inside her room, come back out, spill some of the liquid on the floor, and swing the broom around. She kept repeating this like it was some kind of ritual. After she finished, she just went back inside like nothing happened, and then a few minutes later, she left me and our other neighbor, talked about it being so weird. The weird part started the following week. At night, we started hearing her arguing loudly with someone in her room. It sounded like a full fight, shouting, bad words, and even sounds like she was hitting someone. But the thing is, as far as anyone knew, she lived alone. Hell, we even had people go from near her room because there is this window that you can look through in the room and there was no one with her. Multiple people in the apartment heard this and people started getting pretty scared. This kept happening for about 2 months while she lived there. Another neighbor later claimed that around 3 a.m. almost every night, they saw her on the apartment terrace running around with a broom in her hand and her hair completely untied. They said she was running in a really strange way, like her body was bent forward almost unnaturally. I didn't personally see that part, but many nights we did hear footsteps running on the terrace around that time. Eventually, she moved away and things became quiet again. But here's the part that still bothers me. Ever since that time, I sometimes see what looks like a white human-shaped shadow, like a woman in her 20s. It's not black like a normal shadow, more pale white. I only see it in dark areas of the apartment. When I notice it, it can stay visible for 7 to 8 seconds, and sometimes it looks like it moves slightly before disappearing. Like yesterday, I was alone on my terrace talking to my friends, and the staircase has this wall thing for support connected to a tank made of bricks, and I usually lie or sit there. And yesterday, I saw that figure walk up the stairs and come next to me and disappear. It's not new. I see it a lot, like almost every day. The strange thing is, it only happens in this apartment. It usually happens when I'm alone. I can be completely distracted talking to friends or doing something and still notice it suddenly. It's been happening for about 2 years. I'm not saying that it's a ghost, but I honestly can't figure out what it could be. Has anyone experienced something similar or have any explanation for this?
So, crazy. Not only is that bizarre, I went and for those who wish to join me on this endeavor, listeners.
And I do.
I went to Google and typed in pee and broom ritual.
Pee!
And what ended up happening,
because
I was like, yellow liquid, surely it's pee. I discovered, first off, you can buy a print of a, I guess, like an old German woman. I don't even know who this is, but apparently urinating on a broom was used to protect against future misfortune.
Okay.
Which is okay. A thing.
Wow, case has been cracked immediately.
But then, then when you type in pee and broom ritual, you also get like, for those of you who are wondering, like, man, thank God that's from the 18th century and people, like, you know, weird people do this. The amount of Facebook posts that pop up on Google now, and the titles of these are literally, get your early morning urine in silence, add a little salt to it. One of them is
swing it around on a broom.
One of them is your morning urine to your child's bath to protect them from attempts at witchcraft.
No, don't do pee that. In your kid's hair today.
Don't do that to your child.
That's
please.
Crazy. So, and that's 11 months ago, 3 months ago, 1 month ago. Hey, put your pee. What do you mean? 1 month ago, you can use your early morning urine to cook eggs for your partner. Bro, don't do that. Don't do that. What is the Facebook? You weird over there. But I believe, I think, honestly, for real, like me trying to solve an answer, I'm pretty happy with that. I feel like she was doing witchcraft.
That is, I would immediately say the same thing.
I would say maybe that was what was stopping this fucking ghost from appearing.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh my that's God. Cool. That's a good put together right there.
I love that.
So there you go. I saw it, Ali. If you watch our show and you're a Patreon subscriber, solved it. First of all, thank you so much for your contribution. Second of all, gotcha.
We got you. Don't worry. Go pee. Yeah. So the solution
Okay.
The solution is you have to pee on a broom.
Oh, no. The best part about this is such a good story.
Do some research.
Because the witch was actually doing a good thing, saving everyone in the building from getting cursed.
Exactly.
Yeah, don't just piss on a broom and swing it around, though. Like, look it up. Do it right. Do it properly.
And on that, thank you all embarrass so yourself. Much for supporting us here. At patreon.com/LuminariPod. Don't pee on a broom and swing it around. You heard it here first. You paid for that life tip. Thank you for that. And we'll see you next week.
Just pee on some eggs, man.
Just piss in your partner's eggs.
No, goodbye. We're done. Goodbye.
Just piss in your partner's eggs.